Chat with the Wait What podcast. How are we all doing, guys?
Right, we've got a guest.
Yes, there's four windows. Best behavior. The video is now on. Yeah. No obscene gestures. Well, no, bollocks. I don't care. Yeah.
Wait, so I can't take my cock out?
No. I mean, if you want. It means it's more editing for me, but.
Leave your glasses on, though, please.
Yes. Someone made a comment the other day about how we Dave should be wearing glasses. So that we look like triplets? And there we go.
There we are.
You're welcome. See, we listen to the people. We are men of the people.
Yeah. We tell you to do something down there.
So just go and do it.
Just go. We
all wear glasses so that. Because you asked for it, so now we're asking you, do the stuff. Yeah. You know the rules. If you're listening, you still know the rules. Just because you can't see, don't mean you don't know the rules.
Yeah. So, this week for Idle Chat, what is it? Mitch and Liam bully Matt for 30 minutes.
Pretty much, for a hot minute, yeah. We're going to test his football knowledge.
Great.
We're going to see what he's picked up in the past year.
I think in the interest of fairness, if Matt can think of any similar questions to do with American football, he can ask them back.
Oh, me and Mitch will just go, oh, fucking no.
I don't know anything. I watch Super Bowl and that's it.
I can tell you which team has won the most rings. I can tell you that, and that's about much.
And it's the Steelers, right?
No, it's not.
My boys.
Oh, yeah.
My boys.
Fireman Canada, right?
I can tell you boys. Time show next year in the next Super Bowl.
Yeah, it won't be the Steelers. But no, we have taken your what's the most polite way to put it? Amateur knowledge of the game. We've taken it into consideration. They are general knowledge around in and around the Prem. There's a couple that are slightly off the beaten track, but. There's nothing that was that's been designed to trip you up. Let's put it that way.
So if I get these wrong, I'm just fucking retarded, is what you're saying. Let's be honest here. I just need to study some more.
I'm here as like the question adjudicator. I'm going to judge these questions to see if this is going to be something that's fair.
It's going to be entertaining.
You said it. I didn't. But also, I wish Mike was here. It's not us, not just us. You're going to have to deal with because when you leave here, you are going to have to deal with what Mike has to say. So, Mitch, do you want to go first, or do you want to go? What do you want to go? Want to go blow for blow?
Yeah, blow for blow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go on, you go first.
Which club has won the most Premier League titles?
Liverpool.
No.
Technically, Liverpool are joint third on like one.
Okay, so if it's not Liverpool,
if he was going to be talking about most league titles,
it's still not Liverpool,
is it?
No,
I'm
sure it was Liverpool.
I thought it was. No, it's by like one. It's by like one.
Ah, okay, but no, the Premier League only ran from 1992 to the current day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 30 years.
Yeah. Football League titles, you were close, but it's still all right.
Fair.
Mike is gonna be screaming at you, and you probably can tell why.
It's Man United, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got 13.
Fuck Man United.
And Liverpool have Premier League titles one. Just one.
Yeah. Just one?
League titles, they have won plenty. Premier League. But Premier League title, since 92, they have only won it once.
Yes.
So then hold on. So what's the difference between league and Premier League?
The Premier League was basically founded in 92. What is the full-blown story with that anyway? I don't really know. I know it's...
Basically, they wanted to make a lot of money through the TV rights. Yeah, for the TV rights of the Premier League teams. So the best teams in England decided to break away from the Football League and make their own league called the Premier League. Well,
be under this, the what, league the this is league. Probably going to be what like the Super League will end up being, what they want to try and do.
Indeed, yeah. That's what they were trying to do with the Super League. But if, like, I don't know, what, like, if, like, what the, I suppose, what the NFL kind of, like, became when there was two separate, like, football federations, and then they decided, actually, no, we want to have this one bigger kind of thing under one umbrella. Kind of like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
See, I'm the translator.
Cool. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Y'all got mad now, you're here. Sorry, no, you're from New York. I'm walking here.
That didn't even sound like New York. Hey, yo, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese on everything bagel here.
Hey, I'm Cousin Vinny.
We're walking here. Name the two Premier League stadiums in Liverpool.
Anfield.
Mm-hmm. I expected you to get that one, but it's the second one. I want to know if you know or not. Do you know the second team in Liverpool?
I don't. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to learn all the teams.
Then you're fucked for some of my questions. So you're fucked.
Okay, I'll go on a limb. I'll go out on a limb and say. Can I at least look at like the list of the teams to help me answer this? Because I'm trying to remember all of them off the top of my head. It's tough.
Should I give you the team?
Fuck it. Just give me the team.
It's Everton.
God damn it. Oh, we're playing them next in a couple of weeks too after the break. Shit.
Yeah, fuck the international break.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck the international break.
We hate the international break.
Do you know Everton's ground?
No. I don't. I'm still learning all the stadium names as we go along here.
So this is a quiz and a lesson. You're learning and
yes,
you're learning.
I am walking away with this with more knowledge than I initially would have had. So
Everton's ground is Goodison Park.
Cool. What's the Pittsburgh Steelers ground called, stadium called?
Heinz Field, isn't it?
Okay, cool.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick.
Did I say the stadium? Right? What's the name of the stadium?
I don't fucking know, do I?
On to the next one.
Let's go. Wiggy's going to get one right. Definitely, I feel he's going to get one right.
Who is the Premier League all-time top goal scorer?
Oh, this is a hard. This is hard.
They mentioned it start of this season.
Wait, say that again.
Who is the Premier League all-time top goal scorer?
All time,
I'll be amazed. Oh,
I will be incredibly impressed if you can get this correct.
Rooney,
we'll give you a hint that he is not actively playing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm gonna say Wayne Rooney, but
no,
he's up there.
How close is Rooney up there? How close?
He's up there.
He's up there.
Yeah,
then if it's not Rooney, it's not Beckham. I know it's not Beckham. No, not by a long shot. Rooney was my best guess. I don't know.
Rooney is third.
He's third.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is an English. It is an Englishman. In fact, the top three are all English.
Yeah, top three are all English.
Top four is English.
Top four.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, I don't know that one. Rooney was my best guess, so you have to tell
me. Who's second?
One.
Harry Kane.
The person that went to Germany.
Ah, I thought it was Harry Kane.
Kane's second?
Yeah.
Harry Kane's second, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Goal machine.
Top goal scorer is Alan Shearer with 260 goals.
That explains why you mentioned him in the other episode with his analysis. That explains it. Mm-hmm. Alan Shearer. Okay, I'm not going to forget that. By the way, you are technically wrong on the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium. It was Heinz Field.
I live on the technicalities. It's where I live and breathe.
Just telling you, you are technically wrong.
And I technically don't care. Okay, so
Mitchell, who's the all-time touchdown scorer in the NFL?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with a man.
Good shout.
An American man.
An American man that played for a team who caught a ball multiple times, I'm going
to
say.
And ran into the touchdown zone.
Oh, God, Mitch, you ruined it. You're so close. So close, the touchdown zone.
We were so close to greatness, Mitch.
He tossed it lightly into the touchdown area.
We almost managed to just creep that one in, and then you literally fumbled.
Yeah, we're so American. Like when I said, I'm walking here.
Fumbled the bag. It's still not an email. Right, so...
I just want to double check.
How many teams are in the Premier League?
I can count them if he's got them up in front of him.
Yeah.
I should have pulled it up now. I didn't even pull it up that time. Let's see. I'm gonna say them all and count as I say. So hold on. Liverpool, City, United, Everton, Bournemouth, Brighton.
Oh wow.
Fulham. Mm-hmm. Tottenham.
Oh, yep.
Right now I guess we have to use Luton Town.
It's gonna be obscure.
Sheffield.
Sheffield what?
United.
Scumbag, can't say. Fucking hell, Sheffield United.
Oh, God. There's one other one that I don't remember. Of the ones that came up from relegation. I know there's more, too. Oh, wait, our Arsenal. I can't believe I forgot Arsenal. How many are we at right now? I lost count.
I've not been counting, but there's a few. So if you count that many... You're not that far off. You've only missed a couple.
I know, and I know it's gonna kill me.
And funnily enough, all the three teams that you've missed so far all play in Claret and Blue. All three of them.
All play where?
This is
all three play with three team. Wear Claret and Blue shirts.
There's another team as well.
Yeah, there's another team.
Wait, there is one. I know there is one. Oh wait, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Newcastle was another one I missed. Fuck. Chelsea.
I forgot about that one, actually. No, that's another one. Scumbags. I hate them and all.
Yeah. Fuck's Chelsea.
There's three Claret and Blue teams and another team that I can think of that he hasn't said.
Did I already say Brighton or no?
You did say Brighton.
I did say Brighton. I'm lost. I'm blanking out.
The team in red and blue.
You might as well just take a stab at it because you've said at least... two-thirds.
Nottingham Forest?
That's another one.
Yeah.
That's an obscure
one.
We do
it alphabetically. Alphabetically, so you got Arsenal. There's another team beginning with A.
I did AFC, it's AFC Bournemouth.
AFC Bournemouth. Who's this AFC?
Now he's down to technicalities. That's what he is.
I did technically say AFC Bournemouth.
Living on a technicality is a great thing. It's fantastic.
Another team beginning with A.
There's another team. Sometimes referred to by the second part of their name.
And Tom Hanks is...
Aston Villa.
Yeah. Aston Villa.
Aston Villa.
Bazinga, there we go.
Yeah, Aston Villa. And then we had Brighton. That was said.
Right. I feel like I'm missing like one or two more. I know it's one of the teams that came up.
Well, you're missing one that you've been running your mouth about.
Oh, West Ham. West Ham.
There you go. Who? There we go.
West Ham.
West Ham.
Chelsea.
Disrespect.
You said the other one begin with C?
He hasn't said Chelsea. It. No, the red and blue.
No, he hasn't. Red and blue.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace. There you go. What are our team names? Everton. He said Fulham.
Yep.
I think that's it. I think the only one I'm missing is something
Newcastle,
that came up in relegation.
Begins with B.
B?
Yeah, begins with B.
Yep.
Vincent Kompany's the manager.
Playing Claret and Blue too.
Around the Manchester area. That don't help, I know.
That doesn't help me at all, actually.
Yeah. They've lost a lot at the beginning of the season. Got fumbled.
They have lost.
Oh, they have. Wait. Okay, so...
They even managed to beat Luton.
That's the only team that they managed to beat, yeah.
I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue, but I don't remember.
United, Newcastle, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United, Tottenham, West Ham, and there's one more team after that.
There's one with W, another W, ain't there?
Yeah, W and the one that he's coming to, I guess.
You might have to tell me those last two. I'm blanking out. I've Burnley? Got most of them. Huh?
Burnley.
Burnley, that was the one. Okay, so we haven't played them yet, so I don't remember.
And Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Fuck the Wolves. I forgot about them.
So how many teams? How many was that?
Oh, suck a dick. I forgot. That was the question to begin with.
20.
23.
20.
Okay.
20 teams.
Yeah. See, you know what? I didn't even have to do it. I was literally thinking it's 20, right? I literally didn't even have to fucking go through all that. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And but hey, at least I got most of them right.
Yeah. And then there's like, what, 20... Is it 22 teams in the championship?
24
teams. 24 teams in the championship. And then...
don't expect me to know anything.
Three come up, four go... Three come up, four go down.
Yeah. Well, that's the best thing about our kind of like football league system is that you have relegation and promotion. So, like what Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney try to do with Wrexham to bring them all the way up to the Premier League and make bare money.
It's literally bare money.
They're going to go out and buy bears.
Literally.
I'm sure that's something Reynolds would say too.
Go on, Mitch.
How many teams have never been relegated from the Premier League?
This is going to be for people that watch football.
Never.
Never been relegated.
Yeah, so since 1992, there are... Have we got how many? Oh, no, that's the question. Since 1992, there's been a certain number of teams that have never been relegated.
Okay, so I have to ask the question then. Did the Premier League start out with 20 teams? Because that's Okay, so now that I know that, it makes my answer a little bit easier. 12 have never been relegated.
Ooh. No.
It's not a million miles off, to be fair.
Should I go higher or lower? That's the
lower.
Question. Lower.
You're lower.
10.
Lower.
Lower.
9.
Lower.
8. Lower. 7.
6.
5.
Yes, it's that one. No, it's not that one.
6.
6? Really?
Yeah.
They are Arsenal, Chelsea, Everton, Tottenham, Liverpool, and Man United.
Wow.
Everton one is dubious because last season they were that close.
They were close. I remember them being very close to relegation.
Until very recently, it was 7. I say very recently in the last 10 years, it was 7. But Aston Villa got relegated, and that was the most recent Premier League team that had never been relegated to be relegated.
And who got relegated?
West Ham have been relegated and come back. I don't even know how many times.
West Ham are the yo-yo club of the Premier League.
No, Norwich are the yo-yo club, thank you. So fuck yourself.
Sorry, Matt. What did you say?
No, I was going to say, because I'm trying to figure out who got relegated last year. I know Leeds and Leicester City, because my buddy's a Leeds fan. I've been clowning him about it all season so far.
He's a Leeds fan.
My buddy is a Leeds fan. His name is...
Does he hate himself?
I think he does.
He must do.
Southampton is the other team.
Southampton, yeah.
That was the other
one. Because then we went and took their best player.
So that was the three that went down. Okay, I figured that was going to be a question at some point, but I might as well bring it up now since we're talking about it.
But that's the thing. Like, Leeds have gone as far down as, like, League One, which is the division below the division that's below Premier League.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Luton Town were playing non-league football like 10 years ago and they've made it all the way up to the Premier League. So, you know, you don't get that in American sports where...
Well, they don't pick it up. They're going to go down again.
Yeah. But, like, Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns can lose all their games in the season and it doesn't matter because next season they'll just try again.
Yeah, they're just a laughing stock of the NFL at that point.
Yeah, exactly. It nearly was the Broncos this year.
Okay. Which... current Premier League teams play in London?
West Ham. West Ham. Excuse me.
Boy, mate, don't say with West Ham.
Fucking West.
That's my New York accent.
fucking bastard. West Ham, I know, is London. Is Aston Villa London?
No.
Birmingham.
Midlands.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Okay.
Birmingham.
Fuck. Arsenal?
Alabama.
London?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're getting somewhere.
West Ham is East London. Arsenal is North London.
Are Wolves London?
Birmingham again.
Birmingham again.
Birmingham again. Okay.
West Bromwich, Wolverhampton, Birmingham.
It's not Bournemouth.
There's seven. There's seven. You've said two so far. There's all seven.
Right. I'm going to look at the list for this now. So give me a second.
Sweet.
At least I'll have something to read instead of fucking remembering all off my top of my head. I know Man City and United are out of the question automatically.
They're quite far.
But their fans are from London.
Yeah, they're fans.
So I said Arsenal. It's not Brighton because Brighton's by the coast. West Ham. Newcastle's not. Crystal Palace?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Chelsea? London.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. West London.
Fulham?
Yes. West London.
West London again.
Palace is South East London. West London.
I said South London.
Brentford.
Yes.
Yes.
North London.
West London again.
Is that North West? North London.
Northwest.
Is it North? It's Northwest, isn't it? That's what it is. It's Northwest, yeah.
Yeah. One more.
I'm guessing out of this list, Burnley, because I don't think Luton Town is. Is it Luton Town?
Luton's on the outskirts. So
Luton is past Watford, so it's bandit country.
So it's not Burnley then.
Burnley's Manchester.
It's not Sheffield.
God no.
Bournemouth. It has to be Bournemouth at that point.
Nope. Bournemouth is on the coast as
Bournemouth
well.
Is like
Bournemouth is on the coast. So what am I missing? Yeah. Is it Tottenham then?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought Tottenham was a separate thing entirely. Okay.
Tottenham and Arsenal are literally
a stone's throw away from each other.
They're literally next to each other.
Mm.
Tottenham were North London first. Arsenal were West London, weren't they?
South London. Woolwich Arsenal. You were South London, then you went to North London. So you're not even proper North London.
The more you know.
This entire episode. Jose.
Which team have the most consecutive Premier League titles?
Oh shit!
Bear in mind, we've alluded to how many teams and what teams have won what.
I would have to say United, then, right?
Yes.
Just based off the fact that they have won the most, so I would say United.
They've won it three times in a row. Twice.
Okay.
So in 98, 99, 99, 2000, and 2000, 2001. And then they did it again in 2006, 2007, 2007, 2008, 2008, 2009.
Wow, that must have been a really miserable time. Imagine, I can only imagine Mike like fucking celebrating so much over it. That'd be terrible.
We were relegated for quite a large section of that.
City have leveled that though now, haven't they? They did it in 2020 and 2021. Then they did it in 21-22, and then they did it the last
season. Does the 2020 season even actually count?
They've only done it once, though. They haven't done it twice.
Yeah, but they've done it consecutively.
They've done it consecutively. Like,
If they win the Prem this season, they'll be the first time to do it.
Fucking hope not. Yeah. Fuck Man City.
Because Liverpool won their Premier League title during COVID time, and as we all know, that doesn't count.
Chelsea's Champions League.
If it happened during COVID time, it didn't count.
Liverpool's Championship doesn't count now?
It don't count.
No.
Because Arsenal's FA Cup year as well.
They won it 19 to 20.
West Ham's participation didn't count either. Didn't count. Nor did Tottenham's. West Ham and Tottenham's participation didn't count.
And Chelsea's Champions League win didn't count either because they haven't drunk Corona time.
Yeah. Speaking of trophies, what trophies does a club need to win to complete the treble? Now, one of these answers is interchangeable, so you can have either.
Wait, so hold on a second. We have to now educate me on what the treble is.
I can't educate you on the treble because then you'll know. There's four trophies that you can win.
Four trophies. So that's what I need to know is how many. That's all I need to know.
I need three or four answers.
Premier League title.
Yes.
Yeah. Or
Champions League title.
Yes.
Yep. FA Cup.
Yeah.
Or for Full House. There's one more.
The, hold on.
I'll be impressed if you can say the name.
It's not the Carabao Cup, is it?
It's not. Yes, I don't know. Is it? Yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, they're the four trophies. If you win
all
the
four,
Premier League,
you get a quadruple.
But you win the quad if you win all four, which no one has done. But if you win the Champions League, the Premier League, and either the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup, you win the treble, like Man City did last season.
Mm.
And the only team to have done that before Man City was Man United.
In the Premier League, obviously Barcelona.
Evidently, Inter Milan. Yes, of course. Yeah. Premier League only, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's a real shame Mike isn't here because he'd just be putting over Man United the whole time. And I personally would not
because the way the way they're playing right now, I don't think he
would. No, they're not.
I am looking forward to watching the David Beckham Netflix documentary, though.
I have started watching it. If you haven't started watching it, go and watch it. It is fantastic. I'm out of questions now, Mitch. I don't know about you.
I've got one left.
One last question.
Boy. Yes. Which club has scored the record amount of goals in a season?
I saw this one. I thought I'd leave it out because it's a bit too harsh, but clearly you didn't.
Well, finish with a hard one.
Pause.
You better call pause on that, bitch. Jesus.
No pause.
No pause. All the all
full FOMO then.
All
got it.
It.
I guess it's got to be Man United.
No.
No. Close. Very close.
Man City?
No.
No? Is it not?
No.
No.
Oh, I stand corrected. I thought it was. No, apparently
I know it's not. I know it's not Liverpool because I feel like that would be a trick question. That would be bullshit. It's definitely not Liverpool.
Now I'm confused because it's not City.
It's Chelsea.
God, I was going to say, fuck! That was my next guess.
What season was that?
The 2009-2010 season.
Oh, that's the one where when Hazard went fucking just ham on the league.
103 goals in a season.
Madness.
Pour one out to Hazard, one of my favorite Belgian players. Poor guy.
He's now officially retired.
Is he?
Yeah.
He retired.
No.
Today.
Oh, yeah, he retired. That sucks. But I like Hazard in the Russian Cup. Shit.
Yep, he retired.
Yeah. The shock of though, buddy. He wasn't himself in the last World Cup.
I wonder what he'll do though. I wonder if he'll become like a coach or something like that.
He'll go down the Ronaldo route. And by Ronaldo, I mean R9. Get fat.
He's already there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's already there. People are comparing him to Lampard.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Anyway. Is Ronaldo for getting fat now? Wait, what?
No, R9. As in Brazilian Ronaldo.
Brazilian Ronaldo.
The real Ronaldo.
People distinguish him by saying calling him fat Ronaldo compared to fit Ronaldo, which is Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
Or you get CR7 and R9.
Do you have any revenge questions you want to ask back to kind of get back at these bastards?
There is no revenge because I have no shame.
There really is no revenge for me because I feel like I've walked away with this I feel stupider maybe not knowing some of these questions. Well, I mean,
you pulled the London ones clean out because there's a lot of London teams that play in general, not just in the Prem. The London one out quite well.
If anything, I will walk away with this feeling much more educated than embarrassed, let's say. But the Chelsea was one of my first picks. I didn't say them because I was like, oh, there's no way Chelsea was that good, right? But never mind.
That's the right attitude to have about Chelsea. Chelsea are shit.
Hey, listen, I'm sure I'll get the hang of this more and more. In like a couple of years, we do the same questions.
It won't even take you years. You do not, you trust me. Once you've watched the season, you'll get it.
Now, listen, I thought you were going to ask me about rules and shit. My first thing was like, oh, fuck, they're going to ask me what's an offside is. I don't know what the fucking offside is.
No one knows what the offside rule is.
Yeah. Liam had one other question, which was, what is the offside rule? And our answer was going to be, fuck knows.
Fuck knows. Well, especially after the Luis Diaz fucking scenario. I don't even know what the fucking offside is anymore.
Hey, we're not allowed. On those blades of grass that definitely were just.
We're not allowed. Me and Mitch aren't allowed to talk about VAR. We're not allowed.
There is a whole episode where I went off on VAR. So
we're not allowed to talk about
it. I'm not allowed to talk it anymore.
We talk about
our NFL fantasy very quickly.
What, the fact that I'm 4-1 and smacking bitches?
Mitch Liam is doing well. I'm 3-2 currently. I'm doing well.
And in two weeks' time, it's me against Dave. It's the big One.
So I didn't do fantasy this year, but last year was my first fantasy, and I did awful. I was like second to last place.
This is my first.
Oh,
it's my second.
Are you playing for money?
Smart.
Are you playing for money? No. Oh, it's
pride.
Pride is
more. I don't play.
No. There'll be a trophy and like a kind of like and stuff like that. That'll go
and it shall. It shall be coming. To me,
there'll be a lot of shit talk that will be going on in group chats and stuff. For
me and Dave, we've already started.
Yeah,
I can imagine. Like last night, I was playing COD with my buddies and I was talking shit. And the first thing they said was, "I know the Giants fan isn't talking shit." I'm just sitting here like, I don't care at this point. I know the season is lost. I will talk shit regardless of where my team is on the leaderboards.
That's what Liam does.
Hell yeah!
Well, he's a West Ham fan. What would you expect?
He's also a Steelers fan.
Yeah. He is a walking example of pain.
No, that's me. I'm the Tottenham fan and the Broncos fan. Double pain.
Wait, you're a Tottenham fan?
Tottenham, yeah.
I hope you fucking die. I hope you suffer. I hope you suffer for that game.
Lord,
we played well, man. We were all over you. We were smacking things up.
Lord, have mercy upon mercy.
Those sending offs were definitely deserved as well. Everything was all
good. Yeah, I love you, Dave. But seriously, I hope you suffer for the game. Karma's going to catch up to you one way or another for that one. That's all I'm going to say. Yes.
It's 2 weeks in a row now, Dave.
Twice now.
Well, 2 weeks in a row. Two separate people told me that was he died.
Good, I'm not the only one.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on, I forget. Mitch, what team are you again? Oh, you're Arsenal.
The one he's wearing.
Yeah, the one he's wearing. I completely forgot we had an entire conversation about this in the last recording. But, okay, so you're the only team I'm actually legitimately scared of, though. That's it. I mean, I don't even fear Tottenham. I'm just mad at them. And West Ham, with all due respect, Liam, I don't fear you guys in the slightest.
That's the mistake you're making.
We drew them at home. 2-2. Arsenal aren't shit. Man City are the ones to fucking be worried about always.
I don't know. Arsenal was doing really good until they fell apart last season.
Yeah, but they fell apart. 200 days, yeah. They were in front of Man City, and then
we didn't have Kai Havertz last season.
Was it until you tied Liverpool? That's when you guys fell apart. You tied Liverpool, and then you never recovered after that.
No. I think it's mainly when they gave Ramsdale a break.
When you played West Ham and drew 2-2,
that was after Ramsdale's break.
Yeah, we fucked up many a people's season.
There's a lot of season to go because we're only.
Eight games in.
Yeah, it's a 40-game season, right? Because
38.
You don't play yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. You do play yourself sometimes. Right? The international breaks suck, and then will come the cup breaks as well. Arsenal and West Ham both have to play European football, as well as Man City, Man United, a load of other teams as well, other than Tottenham and Chelsea.
Brighton, Villa, so, Liverpool.
But we don't care about Chelsea. Look how far down they are.
Yeah, fuck Chelsea, man. Yeah.
Hey, they got their first
all that money they fucking spent and they still can't do shit. How pathetic.
That's what happens with Americans in charge of a sport.
I like Poch, though.
Poch is going to get sacked.
Yeah, and he's going to walk out with a huge payout and compensation. He'll be loving life. He can retire to an Argentinian island. It'll be great. Eating Argentinian steak and...
I don't think he can afford to sack at the moment.
He's going to go to Argentina like Hitler did. Hired.
And there we go. That's the end of the
podcast. And that is it. There we go.
Mention Hitler, that's the end.
That's it. Game over.
Yeah.
Matt, do you want to plug your stuff?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed my anything you've heard me say on this podcast here, thank you again, guys, for having me on. I always have a good time on this show. You can follow me on the Bromigos podcast. We're on a multitude of different podcasting platforms. I highly suggest you check out a lot of our episodes. Very entertaining, very funny. I know you guys enjoy the show, which I greatly appreciate. You can also follow us on Twitter at Bromigos Pod, Facebook and Instagram, The Bromigos Pod, TikTok, The Bromigos Podcast. And if you want to enjoy watching the podcast, we release our audio on Mondays, and on the Wednesdays, we normally release our video version of the podcast. So you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Just search up the Bromigos podcast. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's U.S. time, by the way. So please adjust that to your standard time zone. You can find us on Full Swap Radio. All of these links are also located in our link tree on all of our social media platforms. So it's all in one place for you to find us and follow us and tell us about how much you love the show. Or you want to try and give us shit for some opinions that we don't really give a fuck about anyway. So, because many people have tried to cancel us over the course of the last couple of weeks for some shit, and they have failed every single time. Oh, and follow me on Twitter too, RealMatt0626, and subscribe to my YouTube channel and Twitch, Edge0626.
Thank you. And you can find us on all podcasting platforms too. All our main episodes and our little chats are all on there. Thank you, and peace.
Finger guns.
I don't know if this is a problem in the U.S. You know, we have a big gun problem here, so.